Breaking into Susan's report to give you breaking news from New York City, where two planes, have hit both towers of the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan.
Looking back at September 11, 2001, when hijackers slammed four jetliners into the Twin Towers, the Pentagon, and near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, Ridge, who was then Homeland Security Advisor to President George W. Bush, said the idea of a cabinet-level agency for such was not initially discussed by the administration.
As the months rolled by and as the enormity of the task to put this country in a position to deal with, which we concluded would become a permanent and global scourge, the decision was made to create the department.
Despite the beliefs of many at the time, the Department of Homeland Security, says Ridge, was not cut from whole cloth.
Frankly, about 179,000 of the 180,000 employees were existing men and women who had great experience, but not in the area of Homeland Security. It was a well-designed, well-conceived approach toward creating a department whose primary mission was defense.
Part of Ridge's visit to Pensacola included a tour of the Cybersecurity Center at the University of West Florida.
And as I was walking through the lab, it occurred to me that back in 2002 and 2003, we were not as sensitive to the notion that in the digital world, a cyber attack consistent with a physical attack would complicate the mission of response and recovery.
Since then, interest in cybersecurity, in government, in the private sector, and among individuals is something that's matured in the years since the attacks.
And again, just walking through the lab, they've got a capability up there where they train individuals to deal with potential penetration of industrial control systems or SCADA systems. So we're much more aware of our digital vulnerabilities today than we were on 9/11.
After serving as Homeland Security Secretary from 2003 to 2005, Ridge founded the cybersecurity firm Ridge Global. The challenge, he says, is that technology moves faster than government.
And so when you think about securing your industrial control system and securing any of these digital assets you have in the private sector, you best not wait for the government to do it. Government might be able to attribute the attacks, but by and large, companies are going to have to rely on their own capabilities to defend themselves.
Part of Ridge's keynote speech at the Haas Center dealt with organizational resiliency, the ability of a business, regardless of size, to take a digital hit and see the destructive impact.
Whether it's exfiltration of information, whether they shut the organization down, or they actually destroy some of the infrastructure to be able to respond and recover. Part of resiliency is doing everything you can to prepare that it doesn't happen. Part of resiliency means that you view security not as an expense, but as an investment.
Ridge is calling on area businesses and corporations to collaborate with UWF Cyber Center in areas such as workforce development in order to better protect themselves.
Let their analytics help you determine the future of your individual enterprise. If you work with them on industrial innovation to help diversify this regional economy, it will certainly benefit the university, and yes, it will certainly benefit the company, but by and large, that benefit ultimately is realized within the region itself.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.